And welcome to Central Standard Friday, the Food Critics Edition. My name is Charles Ferruza. I'm with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is Fat City at pitch.com. We have, I think, a comfortable and soothing show for you this Friday.
Aww.
Yes, and I think comfort is a good thing during this raucous election season. People want to be comforted. I know I do. And so in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about comfort foods, because everyone has his or her idea of the perfect comfort food. It might be a bowl of hot soup on a cold day, or it might be something that your mother or grandmother used to make for you. We want to know what you think a comfort food is, and preferably a comfort food you could still get in a restaurant. And when I was driving to work this morning, driving to the show this morning, I was thinking one of my all-time staple comfort foods when I moved to Kansas City was the baked chicken at Stevenson's.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you do restaurants still have baked chicken on the menu? Well, maybe our listeners will be able to tell us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And before we get to your phone calls, let's introduce our critics, starting with Christine.
My name's Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
I'm Emily Ferris with Feed Me Casey and the Feed Me Casey podcast.
Gloria Gale, 435 South.
Well, let's talk, before we get to comforting ideas, let's talk to you all about new places.
New places. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have to say, very quickly, we went to Bentonville, which is, in fact, a day trip from Kansas City. You can get there and get back.
Is that
one
Bentonville
day.
ARK?
It is ARK. And we spent the night there. We went to the museum, of course. And we ate at two great places, and I'm just going to throw the names out. One is Tuscan Trotter.
Tuscan Trotter?
No, Tusk, as in boar tusk, and okay. Trotter, an American brasserie, which is right, both of these places are right on the square downtown. And the other place was Table Mesa Bistro. And if you're going to Bentonville, by all means, stop at one or both of those places, because they were both surprising and wonderful.
May I ask, how far is Bentonville from Kansas City?
It is 3 hours and 20 minutes about.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful trip. Actually,
okay.
And
well, let's add that to our next day trip show.
Yes, absolutely.
Closer to home.
Closer to home. I've been to Magnolia's, which I know that you guys have maybe already been. Cuisine of the American South.
And what you want to name the address there?
I certainly do. It is 2952 Cherry. That may be a 2932. No, it's a 5.
No, it's 2952.
52 Cherry. And it's a tiny place on one side, and they've got big tables on the other. Seats maybe 10 tables on the one side that's typically in process. And I think this is a very inexpensive and kind of old-fashioned place in a new-fashioned setting. The city of Kansas City, Missouri, helped them out. And did, I thought, made a really wise choice with some entrepreneurial kinds of programs that they have going. They have a traditional Louisiana gumbo, which is like no other gumbo I've ever had, which was basically solid meat. And, you know, a cup of it was $5, and the cup looked remarkably like a bowl to me. So, I mean, it's not an expensive place, and you can bring your own wine, which is what everybody pretty much does there. Who prefers to imbibe, that would be. Another place...
Well, first we'll just say that was 20. Magnolia's... there's a fuller name to that. What is it?
Magnolia's Cuisine of the American South.
That's great. And it is 2952 Cherry in Midtown Kansas City. Your next place is the Opera House?
It is indeed. The Opera House Coffee and Food Emporium. And this is at 500 Walnut. And this is where the old River Market Brewery was. It is right smack across from the brewery. And this is a trip.
Wait, it's right smack across from
the city market. Sorry, thank you.
And Chris, I remember that River Market Brewery place being huge.
It is huge.
Okay.
It is huge. And they have a stage, which they are soon going to have music on. They just got their liquor license the day we got there. Coincidence? I think not. But they do breakfast and lunches and dinners. You do go up to the counter to get your food. But I had, and this cracks me up, I had a chicken breast, Brussels sprouts, and slaw for $10.99.
Wow.
And it was fabulous. It was really, really good.
Well,
I don't even like chicken breast.
You told me before that we started this used to be that food court for a minute,
and
right?
Yes, and his concept was really interesting. It was to get various people to come in, and he still is sort of doing that, but the concept has expanded. And so now they're doing more food, and, you know, the coffee part is sort of one part. But you go up again to, you know, you go to a counter, and he's looking. I think more people will come in. A couple of antique folks have come in, and they're selling selling stuff, but it's a very nice combination of sort of funky and sort of warm. It's a really nice, and I think the divisions in there help break up that big space. So, and so far, you can actually hear your companion while you eat, which is, you know, a remarkable thing anymore. So, again, that's the Opera House, and it is at 500 Walnut.
Very good.
Chris, would that be a good place to go have drinks and hang out with people?
Yes. Okay. You need to give them 2 weeks before the real bar is open. Again, we brought our wine.
Good to know.
Oh, and Christine, what are the hours? I mean, do they serve late?
Yeah, they serve from 7 a.m. to, well, this says till 8 p.m., but now that the bar, this is from not having a bar.
Okay.
So I'm quite sure that they will be open late.
The Opera House Coffee and Food Emporium, 500 Walnut, in the old River Market Brewery space. You would go back then?
Oh, I'm absolutely going back there. It's a very cute and nice place, and the food was very good. And finally, I would just mention that if you are in Lawrence, you probably already know this, but Esquina is closing.
I thought it already reopened as a new
restaurant. Has it already reopened? Yeah. Okay, good. I got this a couple weeks ago. And it is reopened as a restaurant called Intorno, which means round in Italian. Since it used to be, I guess, the round drugstore right there. But I haven't tried it yet. So I hope somebody has and will let us know.
Great. Emily?
Well, on the last show, we were talking about low-cost foods, and somebody called in and talked about Zena at 25 East 12th Street. That's at the corner of 12th Street and Walnut downtown. And I had not been, even though it was right across the street from my office. So I went to go try it, and it's Mediterranean food. It's very good. I got a shawarma platter, and I got beef and chicken, came with tahini and rice and pita bread and a salad, and it was a very good, affordable lunch.
How much was it?
Came in at about $10 with tax. Not the best Mediterranean food I've ever had in my life, but definitely really good, very clean. The owner is very, very nice, and it's just a really nice place to be. And we had questioned whether they were open for dinner, and they are. So Zena at 25 East 12th Street is open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Very good. Anything else new?
Well, I feel like I'm the only food critic who has not yet been to Freebirds, but you haven't been, right, Charles?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I'm a big burrito fan, and so I tried the Freebirds in Westport, especially because there were people recently waiting, camping out outside of Freebirds to get in, which I later found out was because they would get free burritos for a year.
Five of them.
Five people.
Or
the first
something
five.
Like that. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the porta potty's still outside for the campers, even though that's over. So the Freebirds is in the old Chili's space at 554 Westport Road over by Sunfresh. And I have to say, I didn't love it better than Chipotle. People are calling it Chipotle, but better. I think the food was sort of on par with Chipotle, but what I love...
I heard there's more options.
There are more options. I guess I just really like my standard Chipotle burrito. But what I really love about Freebirds is that you get to order your burrito by size. Mm-hmm. Because whenever I leave Chipotle, I feel like I am going to have a food baby. And so it's really nice to just have a small burrito and not feel like I have to unbutton my pants when I leave.
I think you're just giving us way too much information. And on that note, we're going to take a break. Before we get to the lovely Gloria Gale, we're going to take this phone call because Jennifer has been waiting so patiently. Jennifer, are you with us?
I am.
And what do you have to tell us about?
Well, the ultimate comfort food restaurant, which would be pot pie.
Well, you know, a pot pie is a comfort food.
That was the one I was going to mention.
Well, you can still mention it the half-hour mark. Why do you like pot pie so much? Is there a favorite dish of yours?
Well, the whole restaurant is my favorite thing. Anytime my husband and I go out to dinner anywhere else, we go, we just should have gone to pot pie. you know, just the spinach brie tart is my favorite, which is an appetizer they have. I love the scallops and the chicken, the roast chicken, and my mother-in-law has a special salt aversion, and they can always accommodate her. And, I mean, we always love going there, but When I especially needed comfort food after I delivered my second child over at St. Luke's, my husband went and got me a pot pie there and brought it over to me at the hospital to have.
Well, that's so a very nice husband.
Hospital food.
Jennifer, I was going to ask you, do you happen to know, for our listeners, the address of Pot Pie?
I do. I just looked it up. It is 904 Westport Road. It's Westport Road and Southwest Traffic
that's
Way.
That's right. Okay. I think that's an excellent decision because Pot Pie is one of my favorite places, too.
I do recommend making reservations. They get very full. It's a small restaurant, but it's always worth it. But you can also go and sit at the bar.
Very good. Thank you.
Which has my favorite bartender.
They've always had good bartenders, though. And I want to remind you, you can join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email, as some people already are doing, to centralstandard@kcor.org. Or we're reading your tweets at KCORCST. And let me just say that Sherry's comfort food is the mac and cheese with sun-dried tomatoes and bacon from Nika's 320, which is at 320 Southwest Boulevard. And here's a question that we could all ponder, including our listeners. Courtney sent this to us on Facebook. Homemade Italian wedding soup with spinach, meatballs, and eggs. It's super easy. Well, if it's so easy, then why are you asking us where you can get it? Super easy and transports me to my grandmother's kitchen in Waterbury, Connecticut. Where do the critics go locally to get this?
I don't know, but maybe Capini's might have it on occasion.
We'll have to ask our listeners to tell us where they can definitively get homemade Italian wedding soup.
Mm-hmm. Jasper's.
Yeah, I was thinking Jasper's, too. Jasper's, I think the last time I had it, it was at Jasper's. Anyway, Ms. Gale.
I'll jump in. I went to Providence, which is the Providence New American Kitchen, the refurbished President Hotel, right two steps down from the drum room. And it's a beautiful room, very casual, 1329 Baltimore. And it's just beautiful. It's not pretentious. And the food is great. I had all kinds of things, pork belly, meatloaf, crab cakes, and carrot.
Is that open for lunch and dinner?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lunch and dinner. And it's terrific. And then I also went to Sweet Siam, which is at 7809 Quivira. It's in that old Mezzaluna place. Mm-hmm.
What's the address again?
7809 Quivira in Lenexa. This gentleman, Michael Brillhart, I believe is his name, is taking over the space. It's beautiful. It's different, and it's got great food. I'm telling you, I had Patsy O. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but their spring rolls were very fresh. Everything is really reasonably priced, and it was delicious.
It's a sexy restaurant.
It's a sexy restaurant. The bar alone, it's a very small place. It's kind of one of those rainbow. It changes colors as you put you love it, Chris.
I've been there. I do love it. So,
and then I also just want to briefly mention that Mestizo is in Park Place, and I think it's on Ash. It's 1700 and something Ash. I'm not sure exactly what the address is, but it's in Park Place. And they're having their first anniversary, and they're going to have a Ron Sanchez look-alike contest, which I think is great. And then they'll also have live DJ and food and drinks and rooftop dance party, and it's going to be a whole celebration from November 7th to the November 10th. And that's it. Mestizo.
Very good. Yeah. I want to remind you, if you've just tuned in, this is the Central Standard Friday show. I'm Charles Ferruzza here with Christine Basica, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale. We are talking about comfort food, where you like to go when you know, people like comfort food when they're having a bad day or when they don't feel well, which is when I used to work in Johnson County and I was having a bad don't feel well day, a combination of the two. I would always go to Bangkok Pavilion
for
the soup and the spicy stir fried rice. And we had a question earlier from one of our listeners asking where she could get homemade Italian wedding soup with spinach, meatballs, and eggs. It's a wonderful soup. Mm-hmm. Buzz from Tonganoxie suggests Garozzo's for Italian wedding soup.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Casey Tomato, is that a great name? Casey Tomato wrote, pie, an open-faced beef sandwich, mashed potatoes and brown gravy over white bread. Don't know any place close to me for an open-faced roast beef sandwich. But the corner in Riverside Liberty is a great place for this combo. I just was somewhere where that was on the menu, and
it would be a small town diner.
Yeah, I was thinking the Englewood Diner in Englewood, you know, in Independence.
Right.
And there's a I don't know if this place is still open, but there was a place in Buckner. It was sort of the one sit-down restaurant in Buckner that had an open-faced beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we want to know your suggestions as well at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org, or you can send us a tweet, Emily, to where?
At KCURCST.
Let's go to Gene. Gene in Fairway?
Yes, yes, thank you. Hey, guys, I've just got one. It's kind of idiosyncratic and a bit regional, but I'll get a lot of people that will second this emotion. Winter night, KC winter, Gates. Ribs, platter ribs. It could be the long end, even or a short end, and some fries kicking back in there. With, may I help you in the background and all that? And then one other thing, and I'll go. The seafood volcano soup at Thai place there on 87th Street and Olex. Oh yeah, winter night. All right, thanks a lot.
Those are all great, great suggestions.
I also really love the galangal soup at Thai place. It has coconut milk in it, and it's spicy. Oh, it's so good.
And like the previous caller said, it's especially good on a cold winter's night. Mm-hmm. It's very healing. Let's go to Matt in Baldwin City.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm happy to give you the report from Baldwin City.
That's what you called the last show to tell us about a new restaurant in Baldwin City, right?
Yes, I did. And
what is the name of it?
Please?
What is the name of the new restaurant?
The new restaurant is called Antonucci's, and it's an Italian restaurant, which I think is going to have plenty of comfort food. And we ate there last Saturday night and did enjoy an Italian wedding soup with meatballs in it. And the chef at this new restaurant in the former space of Feaster's Bistro is a kind of a young, edgy, interested, driven kind of guy wanting to try interesting new things. And he just graduated from the culinary program at Johnson County Community College.
Is his name, by the way, I don't know why I'm asking this, but would his name be Antonucci?
Not actually. I'm not sure where they got that name. There's an Antonucci's in New York City that I've known about. But
What is the address of Antonucci's, if I might ask you?
Well, it's right at the intersection of U.S. Highway 56 and Douglas County, Route 1055. It's pretty much, you know, the main intersection there on the highway at Baldwin City. And, you know, the people who are doing this restaurant have really invested in the property very nicely. And whereas the former Feaster's Bistro used to be kind of like an Alice's restaurant, kind of camping in the space, these people have really put in, you know, landscaping and concrete sidewalks and shrubbery and just really have done it up nicely on all the new interior, and everything is looking really great there. And
well, let me ask, Matt, how far exactly would you say Baldwin City is from Kansas City if someone wanted to make a sojourn to Antonucci's?
It's around an hour's drive from Kansas City, but there are a lot of things to do in this area. You can make a kind of a nice day trip of it.
All right.
Okay. A lot of historic things here in Baldwin City.
And then that is Antonucci's at the intersection of Highway 56 and Douglas 1055. Those are Hooterville directions. You know? Yes, 816-235-2888. What is your definition, Christine, of comfort food?
Well, I think comfort food is something that makes you feel immediately full, but you keep eating because it's really good. And it kind of, my mom did cook, so it takes you home. Okay. It just takes you right home.
What was your mother's number one comfort dish to you?
To me. She made a lot of really good stuff, but I think I probably like the pot roast the best.
Okay. I love pot roast.
With vegetables and potatoes and I'm just thinking about it now.
All right. That's a shout out to Judy Katz and her fabulous pot roast. Emily, what about you?
Well, you know, a few years ago I wrote a casserole cookbook, so I'm really into casseroles and starch and cheese and fat. And for me, you know, somebody called in about the ribs at Gates, and I love ribs, but when I eat comfort food, I want to be able to eat everything on the plate. I don't want to have to work around a bone. I just want to be able to go.
Oh.
So like a burnt-in sandwich and fries. I don't have to worry about picking things out of my plate. So anything where I can just consume everything and it's starchy and fatty and cheesy and lots of good textures. And for me, it's something that I'm going to need to go home and take a nap after I eat.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely.
Good. That's Emily, good. Let me ask you, because you have written a casserole cookbook, what is your all-time favorite casserole?
You know, it's macaroni and cheese with corn in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so use sweet corn and macaroni and cheese. So I made it this last weekend, actually. I used a cavatappi pasta, three different kinds of cheese, sweet corn, and I put a couple of sweet potatoes in there, and then garlic and onions. And,
Well, on that note, where is your favorite place for macaroni and cheese? Not necessarily a casserole like that, but macaroni and cheese in Kansas City.
You know, I haven't found any macaroni and cheese that I'm mad about in Kansas City. I think it's because I'm sort of a mac and cheese connoisseur. I feel like more could be done with mac and cheese.
All right. Lori, what is your definition of comfort food?
Two words. Coconut cake. That's it. Okay. Just give me the whole cake.
You know what? The best coconut cake in Kansas City is at the restaurant you had.
Exactly.
Sweet Siam at 7809 Quivira has the best coconut cake in Kansas City.
I could sleep on it. It's a pillow. But it was gone.
With your face in the middle of it. Yeah. That's what you're thinking.
Exactly.
All right. Those are all very provocative ideas. Let's go to Jack. Jack and Waldo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack.
All-American Diner in the Brotherhood Bank Building. Their address is 753 State Avenue, but you can get in on the Minnesota side, too.
And is this a
for what?
Is this
anything, any of his specials. Oh. But his meatloaf is just incredible. Real mashed potatoes.
Is this
choice
a place,
of another
Jack,
vegetable for a side.
Is this a place that's open for lunch and breakfast or just...
Yes, it closes about 2.
Okay.
And... if you can catch him on a day he makes it, he has chicken noodle soup that is almost as good as my Jewish grandmother's.
All right. All right.
Is this place in the bank?
It is in the bank building.
Okay. Okay.
And it is the All-American Diner. At
All-American Diner.
753 State Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas.
That's correct. And the owner really cares if you like his food.
Oh, that's great. Is it open on Saturdays?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Because I always ate there on a weekday.
Okay.
But I bet one of our listeners will be able to call in and tell us.
I would love to go there.
All right.
And the prices are very reasonable.
All right.
Okay.
So hopefully a listener who has been to the All-American Diner at 753 State Avenue, KCK, can call us and give us the hours of that restaurant. Let's go to, I believe it's Sharon in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. Where do you like to go for comfort food?
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I go to Sahara. That's between, on 51st, between Brookside and Oak.
That's correct.
And have their dal and dalma.
Good.
Grape leaves. And, for a grand price of $3.25.
That's a really, you know, for a lot of people, Middle Eastern food is a great comfort food. You know,
right.
My idea of a soothing place for a bad day is the Middle Eastern buffet at the Jerusalem Bakery. I just have a little of everything many, many times. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you so much, Sharon. And, you know, I think it's about time for a break. So... we want you to call in. Tell us your comfort food places. 816-235-2888. And whether it's a pot roast, the Judy Katz pot roast, or... and not my mother's pot roast, which was the worst pot roast ever made in the history of America. Although I do like pot roast, and it's hard to find in a restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
Whether it's pot roast or coconut cream pie or Italian wedding soup, which has come up quite often this morning, we are talking about comfort foods here on the Central Standard Show. I'm Charles Ferruzza, here with Gloria Gale, Emily Ferris, and Christine Basica, taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or, you know, you could just shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcor.org or your tweets at KCORCST. KCT. We have a full switchboard, so let's go to Jonathan in KCK.
Oh, yes. Hi. My favorite comfort food is biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm. I used to go to Mama's by Missy B's on Southwest Traffic Way, mm-hmm. but they've closed for whatever reason. I'm not sure.
Well, it's going to reopen as a new restaurant very soon.
Awesome. Maybe they'll repeat that with the biscuits and gravy for breakfast. Actually, you could get it all day. That's what I liked about it. The Big Biscuit, I go there now.
Which one? There's several.
The one on it's on Metcalf, off once you get off of 435, that end. And yeah.
Okay. I thought it was at Nolan 95th.
I'm sorry. I forget that street there.
It is Nolan.
Okay, yeah, that's it, yeah. But I like them. I don't know if you have another recommendation for biscuits gravy type of deal.
Okay.
Succotash
is good, and that is at 26th and Holmes. Gosh, what else?
You say tomato. Would they have it?
They do have it, I believe. I think on Saturdays and Sundays only. But
Blue Stem actually has great biscuits and gravy.
I heard they do.
Do they really?
Yes, really, really good.
See, I am with Jonathan. I love biscuits and gravy, but it is not on my current diet.
Really?
Yeah, I understand. Believe me.
The weight gaining diet.
The fat boy diet. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Thanks,
okay.
Guys.
Thank you. And biscuits and gravy would always be on my top. Uh-huh. Christine, you've never eaten biscuits and gravy. You're too thin.
I take a bite of Bill's. Bill loves them. And I make great biscuits and gravy, but I do not eat them. I do not like them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Said Sam, I am.
Yeah.
Let's go to Loy. Loy in Independence.
In Independence, two new wonderful restaurants that you will get great comfort from. Vivalore. Vivalore is on Winter Road. That's just west of the auditorium. It's a beautiful restaurant. Hmm. They're closed on Sundays and Mondays. Lunch is from 11 to 2. Dinner is 5 to 10. Their Reuben sandwiches are wonderful. It's a beautiful place. The gardens in the back, it's only been open maybe a month or two, but it is a beautiful place.
And you don't know the exact address, though, correct?
No, it is right next to the Inglewood Theater. Okay. Inglewood is just a district of Independence.
Oh, is Vivalore actually in Inglewood, though?
It is in Inglewood.
Okay.
The old Thurman Anderson interior decorator.
Oh,
place.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
I've got it 10815 East Winter Road.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful place. Upscale, I would say maybe slightly expensive for lunch, rather expensive for dinner, but it is a beautiful place.
Well, listen.
The other place is just off the square, Elena's, E-L-A-N-A-S. If you stand in front of wonderful President Truman, let me see, he has his cane in his left hand, his right hand, go to your right from the Truman statue on Main Street, and you will find Elena's. It is a lunch, breakfast lunch place. It's wonderful, good. They have a veggie wrap and a ham wrap that is very good.
Well, Loy, thank you for both of those suggestions. All I know now is I'm going to start giving everyone directions that begin with, you go to the Harry Truman statue.
Sounds like a scavenger hunt.
I know. It actually sounds like a blast. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kent in Edwardsville. Kent?
Hello? Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was just saying, I used to work at a place called the Dixie Bell down on 19th and Main Street as a bartender. And after we got up at 4:30 in the morning, we would always go to Town Topic.
Sure.
And my favorite was what's called a truck stop, which was hash browns, eggs, whatever breakfast meat you wanted, and onions, all mixed together. And then I used to get a fried egg sandwich on top of it to take home with me at 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Well, you know, when you're young and a bartender and things like that, you can eat those things. But right. Gosh, I just love the truck stops, and I love the ladies at the Town Topic. They were only closed on Mother's Day ever, so they were always there.
Yeah, so that is the Town Topic that's open 24 hours, although I think they are closed on Christmas and Thanksgiving now. But, you know, time does catch up with all of us, I think. Let's go to, is it Sergio and Waldo?
Yes, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, one of my comfort zones is a fabulous restaurant where they sell burritos. It's called Burrito Loco. It's in the corner of Central Avenue and 7th Street. It's really cheap. You go there, pick up your burritos, and take it home, or eat it when you're driving, or you can have it right there in the parking lot. So my favorite burrito right there is the Chile Relleno.
And tell me again where Burrito Loco is.
It's in the corner of Central Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas, and 7th Street.
Okay.
It's right there in the gas station.
Okay.
It's all the way to the end of the little strip mall. And it reminds me so much of my home state. I'm from Mexico, so it just tastes like home, you know. They made the flour tortillas right there. I mean, it just tastes, it's a wonderful place to just go there and, you know, get your burritos and take it home, like I say, or eat it right there.
Well, thank you, Sergio. That's Burrito Loco in Central Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. We have several tweets here. Let's see. Todd tweeted, I discovered a new comfort food at House, H-A-U-S, on 31st. That's just, I believe, west of Gillum. And they have an amazing dish that is French fries smothered with gravy and sausage.
Oh, those are good. Their French fries are really good.
Jeff suggests going to The Brick. Where is The Brick exactly?
It's on McGee. 16th-ish, I think.
I think 16th and McGee sounds correct. On Saturdays has a biscuits and gravy bar. Kathy posted this on Facebook. Every Wednesday, Selena at Julian has an American Classic special. Marge suggested on Facebook, turkey pot pie at You Say Tomato gets my vote for the best comfort food on the planet.
Mm. Wow.
And we are taking your tweets and your emails at Central Standard Friday, KCUR.org. And let's go to the patiently waiting Brian. Brian, are you still with us? Hmm. We may have lost Brian. Let's go to Ted in Lee Summit.
Hello.
Yes, Ted.
One of your guests mentioned she couldn't find any good macaroni and cheese in the city. I'd recommend the Mac Daddy at McCoy's in Westport.
Okay.
Comes in a big hot crock with a big dollop of cheddar right on top.
And do you happen to know the address of McCoy's?
I think it's around 39th and Westport Road, maybe.
More like 42nd in Pennsylvania, I think. But okay, that's great. That's a popular one. I might also suggest that I think Cafe Trio also has a Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
So there's something about that name. Let's go to Charlie in Baldwin City. Charlie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I always like to talk to another Charles, but I wanted to put my vote in for the wonderful pot roast. You can get it over at 95th and Mission Road. And O'Neill's is the place.
Oh, sure.
And it's some of the best pot roast I think I've ever had.
It's very, very tender.
It is good. Yeah, I've had that.
And O'Neill's, I think it's, is it 95th and Mission?
Mm-hmm. It's just on the opposite side of where it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's north. I believe northeast corner now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. O'Neill's for pot roast. That's in Prairie Village. April's suggestion on Facebook. Her rainy day favorites are West Side Locals grilled cheese. It's buttery, gooey, and served with this somewhat sweet tomato soup. Well, that's a great comfort food combination, tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, yeah.
I do like to get grilled cheese sandwiches out.
You like to get grilled cheese sandwiches everywhere.
Yes. Well, no, I actually don't order them that often because I can make them at home. But every once in a while, I will fall for a buttery, gooey one. Anyway,
I think Tavern has one that's supposed to be very good.
Tavern in the Village?
Well, both places. Okay. One in Mission Farms and one in the Village.
Okay, can I make an embarrassing confession?
Certainly.
One of my very favorite grilled cheese in Kansas City, Winstead's.
Yeah.
You can get it on rye.
Yeah.
Winstead's is a great comfort food place.
It is.
The French fries and the greasy burgers.
Somebody mentioned
milkshakes.
That. I was taking a poll yesterday, and they said Winstead's, and I never think of that, but that's true.
Well, yeah, I think any burger joint has, you know, a high comfort food, quotient. Let's go to Jill in Overland Park. Jill.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a macaroni and cheese suggestion for that gal, and that would be Westside Local.
And do you know the exact address there?
It's 17th and Summit.
Right.
You know, over there on the west side. It's just really great.
You know, thank you for reminding me of that, because that, I think, is one of the best mac and cheeses I actually have had in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's real. It's got the Gruyere cheese, and I had it with salmon, and it was just the perfect lunch. And I wanted to go home and take a nap.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that is Emily's definition of comfort food, that after you eat it, you have to go home and take a nap. And I think that's an excellent...
That's good.
Yeah, that would...
You know what will induce a coma faster than anything is Lydia's pasta. The pasta sampler. Yeah. I mean, and they have it figured out that you can't eat very much before you just go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, go in the back room.
That accounts for the couches.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I'm speaking for myself here, although I think a lot of people feel that lasagna is an ultimate comfort food.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
It's got all Emily Ferris's favorite components, which would be fat, cheese, starch, and... Yes, and
Chris's, that you can keep eating it.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop. You just go through the pan.
I just recently had a piece of lasagna somewhere where I swear to you, it grew as I ate it. I mean, no matter how much I ate, there was still more on the plate.
That's great.
I'm going to have to try
That's
to
a perfect food then.
Ty emailed us, "My comfort food of choice is German. I go to the Rhineland at 208 North Main in Independence, which is a great classic German restaurant. I get the Strammer Max, an open-faced Black Forest ham sandwich on rye with a fried egg on top with spätzle and red cabbage."
I'm going to Germany tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you want to stop by the Rhineland?
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow.
So casual. I'm going to Germany tomorrow.
And I have been sort of thinking about what to eat there.
In Germany?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just eat whatever you can find?
You want to eat something traditional and good, and I don't eat any very
call
much German
one
food.
Of the chefs, you know, like Martin Hauser at
Yeah, I would call
fair.
Martin Hauser at a fair,
yeah.
Or I would call Nicholas Grunauer
at
Grunauer.
Grunauer's, and talk to them.
I should do that.
That'd be a great
yes,
idea.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Well, I hope you're going to wear a dirndl through the entire
I've got a very loose dress to wear, yes.
Katie emailed us this question. "I've noticed that comfort foods mentioned seem to possess these qualities: warm, creamy, savory. Do the critics think that there are ingredients most comfort food share? And for interest, does anyone have a comfort food that is cold?" That's an excellent question.
Mm.
For me, it would be chocolate mousse.
I would say chocolate coconut almond ice cream.
All right. Emily, what is your favorite cold comfort food?
Tapioca pudding? Cold comfort food just doesn't do it. I was so shocked when Chris said it was your coconut. Was it coconut cream pie?
No, not coconut
cake.
Cream.
Coconut cake. I really think for me it really has to be warm.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, soup. I was thinking about soup because people think soup is as a comfort food. But for me, soup is a rather light dish. You eat soup before you eat the comfort food. But if I were going for comfort food light, I would have a nice bowl of warm soup.
Excellent.
Eggnog.
That's a comfort. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
The former host of this show, Walton Bodine, his idea of the classic comfort food of all time would be a chocolate malt.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
And I would say with a plate of tater tots and perhaps a double cheeseburger, that would be the ultimate comfort meal of all time.
Or a cinnamon roll.
All of the above.
Yeah.
I don't think – is there a really healthy comfort food?
No.
Do you know pho, Vietnamese pho?
Okay.
It's like a soup. It's noodles. And so Vietnam Cafe has a really
good. Pho, pronounced pho.
Oh, see, now I've asked and I've heard pho. Pho.
Someone's going to call to correct us.
I say it like 17 times every time I go, trying to get it right.
Pho. And it's a noodle soup?
It's a noodle soup, and you can get it with a different meat, and it has a really delicious, rich broth and vegetables, and it comes with a side of fresh herbs and peppers and. I can never eat the whole thing. It's very soothing and warm, and I don't feel too full when I leave. It's healthy-ish.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Would a salad of some kind, maybe like a Cobb salad, would that fall into the comfort food category?
Mm-mm. No, although I'm very fond of apple salad.
Like a Waldorf?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I just went to Grand Street, and they have those pretzels with a fondue.
Oh, those are so
with
good.
Green apples?
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Cheese, well, but it's fabulous because the cheese dip is so good.
And what is the address of Grand Street? Does anyone know?
Oh, it's in back of Winstead's off the plaza.
You'd go to the statue, the bull statue.
It is 4740 Grand Street.
4740 Grand. It's behind the Truman statue and the closet. We have some vegetarian suggestions from one of our listeners. The Tom Ka soup at Hot Basil. The Rainbow Peanut Noodles at Lulu's West Side, which would be roughly, what, 22nd maybe in Southwest Boulevard, Lulu's. I've never had the Rainbow Peanut Noodles. They sound delicious. And the Tuna Raw Melt Veggie Korma. I'm assuming this is one dish. Tuna Raw Melt Veggie Korma at Korma Sutra.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's going to have to explain that one to me.
Tuna casserole.
Yes.
Okay, where do you get that in a restaurant?
I've never bought it in a restaurant.
I don't think you can. You may probably a fancy deconstructed tuna casserole somewhere.
What is the Monte Cristo sandwich?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Is there one at room 39? No. Maybe?
The Monte Cristo sandwich is like it's like French toast with ham and cheese.
Yeah. But it's oozy.
Yeah, it's oozy.
Yeah. And it's deep fried. Just about.
So. It seems to me.
There you go.
It seems to me, and a listener is going to have to call and confirm this, that one of the best Monte Cristo sandwiches you could find in Kansas City is at Cafe Europa at 55th and between Brookside and Oak.
Yeah. And Crestwood.
Yes. I could be wrong about that, but it seems that that was an especially delicious one.
The Pam Pam Room, remember? They used to have that, I think.
We're talking about a comfort food festival, yes.
Yeah.
I also feel like I have to mention the Beer Kitchen in Westport. All of their foods are very rich and comforting, and late night you can get I call them fancy disco fries, and they have like gravy and Gruyere and really good big sandwiches, and they have mac and cheese. It's pretty good, and you can put different things in it. Mm-hmm. So it's the Beer Kitchen at Pennsylvania and Westport Road.
Very good. And, you know, we just don't have enough. I mean, here's a silent and farewell morning to Stevenson's, because, you know, talk about comfort foods.
Yeah, that was
even
great.
Those theme rooms, those theme dining were sort of comforting. And they had baked chicken, which if someone can tell me where I could get a piece of baked chicken in cream sauce.
The grocery stores sell that.
I know. I mean, in a restaurant.
Which I bought. It's not bad.
You know, one of my favorite comfort dishes is fried chicken and waffles, which you get at Niecy's at 64th, roughly, and Troost. But Lindsay has another suggestion for that. Lindsay?
Hi.
Hi.
I love the chicken and waffles at Beer Kitchen in Westport.
What makes them so good?
I have no idea. But the waffles have cheddar and chive in them, and they oven bake the fried chicken.
So it's a savory waffle.
Oh, yeah. And it's really good. Sunday for brunch.
All right.
Magnolia's also has waffles and chicken. Yeah, they're very good.
They are very good. Let's go to Sherry in Leawood. Sherry?
Hi. I love the Reuben at Cafe Sebastian at the Kemper Museum of Modern Art. I go and get one, and my husband always says, "Let's share it." And I'm like, "Yeah, not gonna happen. I'm eating the whole thing." And with that hot potato salad, it's just the best.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sherry. Now, here's Nancy has written into us at centralstandard at kcr.org, a restaurant that I have not heard of, and maybe the three of you have, Conroy's at 5285 West 95th off Knoll. Conroy's.
Oh, that is on the south side of the street. That's the one place in town we found chocolate beer. It is a bar and restaurant. I think it's been there for quite a while. It was very good what we had.
And Nancy writes that they have corned beef and cabbage and great mac and cheese. Conroy's, that's at 5285 West 95th Street. I've never heard of it.
It is just east of Knoll on the south side of the street.
All right. We are taking your phone calls at least for a few minutes longer at 816-235-2888. Let's see. Oh, Sarah is going to chide us, and properly so. Hello, Stroud's fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy,
absolutely.
Chicken fried steak, and cinnamon rolls. I guess Stroud's would have to be the Ne
the
Plus
ultimate.
Ultra.
Yeah.
And chicken livers.
Oh,
yes.
Good chicken livers.
Yeah, good chicken livers.
Although, you know where I had chicken livers recently? They were out of this world. They're on the brunch menu at Blue Stem.
Yeah. Oh, I've had those. Yes, those are
fried.
Really, really good.
Yes, delicious.
You know who used to have great ones? Kresge's. Kresge's downtown.
Really?
Yes, we would go for chicken livers there. I mean, it was just hysterical. You know, it was right across from Crown Center, and that was a long time ago.
Wow.
But that's how I learned to love chicken
Before
livers.
Before Lipitor.
Well, yeah. Yes. And yes, Sarah, thank you for chiding us. Stroud's would be
that's
the ultimate.
Right.
Yes, how can I? How can
and their chicken soup is good, too.
Their chicken mm-hmm. soup is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I have actually stopped at Stroud's and on a sick day and gotten that chicken soup to go. It's very healing.
Yeah.
We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. I'm trying to think who else has really, really good fried chicken, pan-fried. Oh,
pan-fried.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I had it recently at O'Neill's. And
the O'Neill's that we've talked about before?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it's not Stroud's.
Okay.
You know.
I haven't had pan-fried chicken anywhere for a long time.
Is Remedies pan-fried?
Is it?
That's a good question. For some reason, I don't think it is, but...
Remedy in the old Kennedy Space
right,
at 75th
right, right.
and Warnell. But they have good fried chicken, whether it's pan-fried or not.
Oh, that's good to
before
know.
I take this call, I want to say that the ultimate comfort food that I still make at home is meatloaf.
Oh,
it's,
me too.
It's easy and...
you know, it's a great
Providence
meatloaf is Providence.
Yeah, yeah, Providence has a good one.
So I rarely order meatloaf out because I could just make it at home. But Natalie in Roland Park has a suggestion for us. Natalie?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I love the Meatloaf Benedict at Bluebird Bistro. All of their meat and food and vegetables are as much locally sourced as possible and organic, so the food is fresh and incredible.
You know, and I forget about that. That place also has great biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
Yes, very good.
And we should say that the Bluebird Bistro is at 17th and Summit.
French toast.
And, oh, wonderful
French toast.
With the brioche from next door.
Now, there is maybe the ultimate comfort food for breakfast is French toast.
That's right.
French toast with a fried egg on top and syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lisa in Kansas City, Missouri wants to redefine comfort food for us. Lisa, what do you have to say?
It seems like an important feature is that you don't have to chew too much.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Emily, as the casserole expert here, would agree that with a casserole, chewing is really almost an afterthought. Yeah, it's an afterthought.
But I find...
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say a little bit of texture on top is really important. A little bit of texture somewhere.
For the crunch. Right. But stew, you know, stew meat, I mean, that's pot roast is chewy. But other than those, I think that's right. That so it's part of the texture that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Although a fried chicken,
it just goes down really easily.
Exactly. Right.
Well,
exactly.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for redefining our goal here. And this is Jane in Platte Woods.
Yes, I was going to say anything at Corner Cafe is comfort food. Corner Cafe in Riverside.
That's right.
They have the best biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, I remember. Aren't those biscuits they serve there as big as a football?
They're huge, and it's their cinnamon rolls that they make from scratch every day that six people can share. And, you know, if you just if you wish your mom was still alive and could fix something for you, that's where you go. And they have, like, one day it's navy bean soup, and another day it's meatloaf, another day it's pot roast and fried chicken.
I was going to say, either the dishes that your mother used to make, or maybe more likely in my case, the dishes you wish your mother would have made. Yeah. If my mother hadn't discovered a microwave.
I had a mother that cooked, and it was good.
Good. Hey, thank you, Jane.
Yeah, that's so funny.
My mother was a microwave oven kind of lady. Let's go to Jeremy and Lawrence.
Geez, Jamaican cuisine. Their fried chicken. It's not fried chicken, but their chicken is fantastic.
What is the address of Geez Jamaican Cuisine?
Oh, it's by where the old Stroud's used to be. It's on Troost. I think it's north of 83rd Street.
I think you're right. We will get the address north for you on that one. And what else do you get at Geez Jamaican Cuisine besides the... are you talking about the jerk chicken there?
Yeah, the jerk chicken. Well, it's what comes with it as well. Their rice is amazing. Their, like, greens, vegetables, it's all perfect and a lot. Very filling, very delicious. And they're really sweet people as well.
Okay. Hey, thank you. That's a good choice. Geez Jamaican Cuisine on Troost. Matthew in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi.
Yes. What's up, Matthew?
I just wanted to say my comfort food, French crepes at a restaurant called Chazelle. Mm-hmm.
Which is also at 17th and Summit.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I think the coffee there as well as the food is a vast array, and I think it's very good.
And you can get sweet or savory there, which is nice. Right. So Gloria and I could go, and she could get something sweet and cooler,
right.
And I could get something warm and gooey.
Mushy.
Yes. I wanted to give a shout-out to Harry's Country Club downtown French dip sandwich.
Mm. Yeah.
So good. And that's something there again. You just dip it. It gets a little bit softer, a little easier to eat.
Yeah.
With those shoestring fries.
Mm.
So Harry's Country Club down on the River Market.
You know what else they do well there is fish. They have only a couple of fish dishes down there, and they're very good. So for people that want to get some comfort food and maybe not all the calories, their fish is good.
Good to know.
These are all excellent, excellent choices. And you can find the list on the Central Standard Friday website. Emily has been
frantically typing away,
taking notes for us. I want to say that our show was produced today by Danny Alexander. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thanks to Mary Block, who isn't here. Thanks to Gloria Gale, Chris Pasica, and Emily Ferris. And to everybody who called in, I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your day.